course, Albert's here. He's got to look at sports. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Russ? Now, in the NFL, the Washington Redskins, now, they hung in with the Denver Broncos for almost three quarters until the Broncos exploded with 24 unanswered points to win 45-21. Wow. Now, RG3, you saw toward the end of the game, he hurt his knee.
The other knee.
It was the opposite knee.
Right.
But afterwards, he came out. He said he'll be okay. So we'll see what happens. Also, D'Angelo Hall had another pick six of Peyton Manning again. So, hey, look for D. Hall to make the Pro Bowl this year. Because he's been shutting vicious receivers down.
Receivers, I'm telling you.
Yes, receivers.
And they're almost as good as receivers. But let me just say this, though, man. It's like, you know, when RG went out, a lot of people were going like, oh, wow, man, yeah, we want Cousins in, right?
Right, and you see what happened.
Well, that wouldn't work out.
Quick pick six.
All right, they're like, where's RG?
And it doesn't get any easier. Next week, the Washington team, they play the Chargers. So we'll see what happens with that.
That's what you get for winning the division, right?
Yes, when you win, when you have a good record, you play harder teams.
Wow.
So that's what happens.
All right.
So yesterday, the Detroit Lions overcame four turnovers yesterday with 623 yards of offense to defeat the Dallas Cowboys in the final seconds, 31-30.
Wow.
Now, Romo, the offense, they only had 200 total yards in offense.
Wow.
And you can't do much, you know, with that going up against 623 yards.
Yeah.
Now, after the game, everyone saw Jason Witten and Dez Bryant arguing back and forth on, you know, on the sidelines.
Right.
People didn't know what was going on. But, you know, Dez Bryant had been talking all that week. I'm just as good as Megatron.
Yeah.
But Megatron had 329 and you had 92.
Right.
So, yeah, just go and cheer.
And it looked like he kind of, Dez kind of backed off of Witten
would have punished him.
He's a bigger guy.
Right. Yeah. And there was a lot of mad Cowboy fans yesterday as well. You know, Drea from the Basketball Wives, right? She dates the cornerback Orlando Sandrick, and people be tweeting her. So she was like, look, it's not my fault. My boo, he did his thing. You need to tweet the coaches and the players who messed up.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to get back to your Redskins losing?
No, I'm not talking about that. We passed that already. And then right. LeBron James, you know, James is a big Cowboys fan.
Right.
And yesterday, he was real mad. He said, don't even get close to me talking smack or you may get hurt.
Wow.
So, yeah, the Cowboys fans was really mad yesterday.
Vicious.
Yeah. Now, also in the NFL, the Cincinnati Bengals, they had a super offensive explosion yesterday. Andy Dalton threw five touchdowns, four to Marvin Jones in a 49-9 win over the Jets. Also, Pac-Man Jones, he had a pick six. Now, Miami Dolphins center Mike Pouncey, he was served with a subpoena yesterday because they played the Patriots yesterday in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
They came in there, and they says he's related to the Aaron Hernandez case because they think Hernandez was trafficking guns, and Pouncey might be a part of that.
Oh.
So we have to wait to see what happens with that.
Wow.
And lastly, New Jersey native son Shaquille O'Neal, he's endorsing Governor Chris Christie in his reelection bid.
Really?
He said, yeah. He said Chris Christie is a great man, and they worked together on a lot of initiatives in New Jersey, like getting guns and drugs off the street.
Mm.
So we'll see what happens with that.
All right.
I'm Albert, in for Super Ken with the sports straight from the streets.
Thank you, man.